Our next guest was elected last week to the MSU Board of Trustees. Dan Kelly is an attorney from Clarkston in Oakland County, a Republican who considers his primary responsibility to ensure fiscal soundness, fiscal responsibility at MSU to keep tuition affordable. Mr. Kelly served as a township trustee and as a trustee at Oakland Community College's Board of Trustees. Dan Kelly, welcome to Current State.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you? Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
How does it feel to win a seat on the board of your alma mater?
Well, good. Good. It's actually not my alma mater, but
I beg your pardon. I misunderstood.
Yes. Yeah, I've got a daughter that graduated from there, and I've got two daughters there, and probably a son on his way.
Okay. And why did you want to serve as a trustee? Why are you signing on for this?
Well, I've got a lot of experience in the area. I've sat on, as you said, an Independence Township Board for 8 years. I've sat on Oakland Community College Board of Trustees for 6 years, and I was also the chair of Oakland Community College. And then in my professional life, I've been a municipal and school district attorney. So there's not too many weeks that go by that I'm not at a board meeting of some sort. So it was really the experience that I had, and I thought that I could give that experience to MSU.
On your website, you emphasize the student comes first, and you go on to make it pretty clear that MSU's recent tuition increases is a concern for you. Just tell us more about that.
Sure. What I did to get ready for the campaign and to understand the college over the last year and a half, I've kind of looked at obviously the tuition increases, which I've said this many times, tuition increase is not the problem. Tuition increase is the chosen solution. The real problem is the increase in expenditures that forces that tuition increase. And obviously, over the last 10 years, we've had significant expenditure increases, which have led to those tuition increases. We've also, at the same time, had reductions from the contributions from the state legislature, and that has kind of leveled out, which has also put a lot of pressure on the tuition. So those two factors are the main reasons, and if we're going to do anything about the increasing tuition, we have to try to work on both of those. And I've got a plan to do both, and I'm anxious to get started on it.
When you were out campaigning, did the people that you spoke with, did they typically respond in a supportive way to that line of reasoning that we just heard from you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And really, it's a bipartisan effort. Ms. Byram, who actually is the Democrat who was elected with me last week, and she was reelected, she was an incumbent, I think her statements to the press have been the same thing, which is we've got to keep an eye on tuition and accessibility. So I think that we need to, as board, be active in trying to work with the legislature as well as the administration to try to really hone in on, can we do something with this tuition? And there's some things out there. All Big Ten schools are faced with these issues. Ohio State, for example, has kind of it's interesting I'm bringing up Ohio State this week, but they have an interesting relationship with their state legislature that if they don't increase tuition, there's a formula that the state legislature contributes more to the college. So those are some things that we need to look at here in Michigan, and hopefully the legislature is receptive to that.
Do you think MSU is, I guess the verb I would use is entitled. Do you feel MSU is entitled to more state aid?
Well, I think that MSU holds a unique position in the state. It is a land-grant university. It was for the purposes of teaching a practical education to the students of Michigan. The problem with these tuition and the expenditure increases is that it puts a number of pressures on the college. One of them, obviously, to increase tuition, but also to try to get revenue from other areas. And what that means is an increase in out-of-state students who pay three times the underlying tuition. So there's a definite trend to increasing out-of-state students. And that has to be looked at as well. And that's the downside of trying to get more revenue. So I think that the legislature could be approached on the grounds that our goal here is to teach your residents and your citizens in Michigan. And in order for us to do that, we need some more help. And I think that that is consistent with what the state legislature should be looking at.
We're talking with Dan Kelly of Clarkston, Michigan. Dan's an attorney who last Tuesday was elected to MSU's Board of Trustees. Also on your website, you appear to be a critic of unions and of the left just generally. I mean, the university has plenty of unionized employees, faculty, staff, tons of people. And like most universities, it's politically a pretty liberal place, to be sure. Would you try to change that or impact that in some way as a trustee?
I know what you're referring to, but I'm not critical of unions. I respect the collective bargaining process. When I was in college, I was a member of the UAW to pay my way through college, and my parents have been UAW members. So it's not that I'm critical of unions. What I was concerned about is that the influence that unions have on particularly education boards. And it's really a perception. I don't believe that union presidents, people who have a direct connection with the union of the same entity that represents the employees, should also be sitting over the collective bargaining process. And what I've said is that you can't have the union on both sides of the collective bargaining negotiating table. So that's my concern. I think that, quite frankly, with my election, we've been able to, you know, ease that perception. And so I am interested in taking a look at those collective bargaining agreements, not necessarily because I think that employees of MSU are being overpaid. I don't know that. I need to delve into the data. But the truth of the matter, like any public institution, your labor expenses, wages and benefits, are usually around 72 to 75% of your total costs. So if you're going to do anything about increasing budgets and expenditures, you have to take a look at those costs.
You've made it clear that you intend to learn more about MSU before your tenure on the board begins. What other kinds of things do you feel you'd really like to learn more about?
Well, for me, I think the number one priority of any board is the budget. Everything basically flows from the budget. So I'm anxious. I've already been contacted by the administration of MSU. We're in the process of scheduling some orientation days before January 1st, where I take that oath of office. And that's what I'm primarily looking at. Now, I will definitely look at the policies and procedures of the college, but to really get up to speed, it's to understand the budget, to understand what flexibility we have in the budget. And so that's my number one priority, is to get into the numbers.
Are you acquainted with any board members now?
I've met many of them, and since my election last week, I've talked to, I think, five of the board members. But I had met probably four or five beforehand as well.
We've all had a long time to get to know Lou Anna Simon in the president's role. What do you make of her tenure? What kind of president do you think she's been?
I think she's been outstanding, great. I think the university has thrived under her. I think that it's headed in the right direction from a national perspective. So I think she's done a great job.
Dan Kelly is our guest. Dan is from Clarkston in Oakland County. He last Tuesday was elected to MSU's Board of Trustees. Dan, when you were out campaigning and you explained that you were a candidate for MSU trustee, what was the most common question that you got or comment?
Sure. Lots of questions about the increasing tuition. A lot of questions about the rising number of out-of-state students, questions about the liberal bias, as it's been referred to, in our universities. And those are just general questions. So I would say that those are probably the three top issues that I was asked about.
Did you get the impression that the broader public follows the administration of, well, not just of MSU, but of the state's other public universities? Were you surprised by how closely they followed it, or was it about what you expected? What?
I would think it was about what I expected. I don't think that we're the number one priority on any ballot when board members run. Whenever I was asked to speak, I generally would start the speech with basically the total annual expenditures of the college to give everybody an idea of just how big the university is. MSU has a budget or an expenditures of about $1.3 to $1.4 billion. That's a lot of money. And so that does get people's attention when you say that, you know, here we have an entity that's spending that much money every year with an annual budget. So that's how I got people's interest. But I would think that I expected most people to, if they have kids there or they're attending there, then obviously they have an interest. But most voters don't have a specific knowledge of what the issues are. Hmm.
I'd like to ask you about your experience as an Oakland Community College trustee. What would you say, how would you describe what you learned from those years on the board?
Well, all higher education in the state of Michigan pretty much operate the same way from an internal perspective. I've always said that I'm an oversight. I am not the day-to-day operations of, in the case of Oakland Community College or as to MSU. That's the administration's job. Now, OCC, the community college, is funded a little differently. It's funded on property taxes. And so there's a fluctuation in property taxes. If property is going up, OCC earns more money. That's not necessarily the case with MSU. MSU is dependent upon subsidies from the state, and then the rest of it is based upon tuition and what they generate by way of revenue. So the funding mechanisms for the two colleges are completely different. But as to the practical issues of what's facing the safety, making sure that there is, the proper level of education and you know, concepts like shared governance and academic freedom, those are the same issues that I dealt with at OCC, and I'm sure the same issues and pressures are at MSU.
Dan Kelly's been our guest. Dan is an attorney from Clarkston in Oakland County, a Republican who was elected last week to the MSU Board of Trustees. We wish you well, Dan Kelly. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Mark. Have a good day.